I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s,
she looked like a million bucks,
scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes.
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old Richmond because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
From iHeart Podcasts.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
I'm Paul Pringle, an investigative reporter for the LA Times. Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast, and I had the opportunity to talk to one of Hollywood's major icons, Michael B. Jordan. In our conversation, Michael shares the highs, the lows, and everything in between, offering a genuine glimpse into his world.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. People give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All I ever wanted was a little love. I want true romance, it's true.
Hello. And welcome to True Romance. This is Carolina Barlow.
This is Devin Leary.
So I'm so curious to hear about your superhero evening.
My hero? So I'm so curious. Who are your heroes?
I'm going to take this back to being a real interview show. What's your favorite kind of food? Is it Italian? And who are your favorite superheroes? No, you're...
I actually love Italian. And that's a controversial thing for me as a gluten-free person to say. But I still consistently order Italian. Excuse me. I have a scratch in my throat.
I had such a weirdly embarrassing Super Bowl experience, which was my friend was having a hard time. So I went to her house and I watched Love Island with her, which if you know me, you know, is a sacrifice because I don't understand that show. And I mean, it's not like rocket science. I got my mind around
like,
it. Up.
Not quite sure you're missing.
It's meant for it. I'm absolutely their demographic, but it's not one of my shows, you know? So let's just say I felt like a good friend.
Okay.
But because I also wanted to watch the Super Bowl and I wanted to watch the Super Bowl because I was rooting for the Kansas City Chiefs to win because I wanted to see Taylor and Travis Kelce happy together because I feel like this has become a choose your own adventure romantic comedy. Like we're watching a romantic, I mean, it's not really a comedy. It's more like a drama, but we're watching a romantic movie being played out in real time. And I also have this problem where I worry about, you know, people being sad who some would call it empathy. But when I say people, I mean, like when Noah and Abby broke up on Bachelor in Paradise, I was sad for a day because I felt so bad for them. So those aren't really necessarily like people that I needed to break my heart over, but I did. And I was going to be so sad if Travis lost the Super Bowl. Are there more pressing matters? 100%. And that is another reason why I was so invested in this. I was like, I just need to see something good. I just need to see something happy. I just need to see them kiss on the field. I literally said, like, when they did win, I was like, can I get a picture? Where are the pictures of them kissing on the field? I need, thank God, you know, every outlet and their mother posted it. But I was like, I just need a picture of them kissing on the field, like, before I go to sleep tonight.
Well, to quote a great song from the Grey's Anatomy soundtrack, you're on the other side of the world to me.
I thought you were going to do 2 a.m.
No.
2
you're on the other side of the world to
I'm
me.
Still
no,
awake,
we don't need that. We're moving
song.
On.
If I get it all down, I'll be worried no longer. Sorry.
Okay. That's like the only, you know what I guarantee actually, listeners, and I hate to go here because I did see the anti-bullying campaign during the Super Bowl, but this is, something is becoming clear to me in this moment. A classic Carolina Barlow instance. I'm starting to realize every single mention of Grey's Anatomy that we have, you mentioned that you talk about the same episode with the
bomb.
Okay,
it happens to be my favorite episode.
But this has happened in the past where it's like it comes to light that you're talking about a show as if it's like deeply beloved to you and you've seen one episode.
I've seen all of Grey's Anatomy except the most recent seasons because I'm not an insane person. I'm not a mole person.
Okay.
The only people who are like completely caught up on Grey's Anatomy have like are in a psych ward.
No, I am going to be completely caught up pretty soon, probably, once I finish Survivor. By the way, just watched season 16 and I lost my mind.
Of Survivor?
Yeah. So you're on the other side of the world to me because I was with you. I was with you. And then this is what it is. First of all, I'm starting to pick up little like bits of information. Like, I don't know anything about football, Travis, like the Kelce brothers. I don't know anything. And it's like I'm picking up like, okay, so he grew up in like the Cleveland suburbs. His brother does not talk or act like a black person. So that's something that Travis Kelce has seemed to have like chosen to put on, is this like Malibu's Most Wanted-esque vibe. And that's perturbing to me.
I can't go where you're going right now because that would really mess with
my affection for him. I got the ick for him. That's what happened. I got the ick for him. And another thing was like, I was talking to some friends and everyone saying like, oh, she's probably having amazing sex for the first time. And I'm like, but what's giving the idea that he's good at sex? Like, the one thing that makes me think he is good at sex is that he's had a long-term relationship. Like, I feel like that's the only way men learn how to like please a woman in any way is if you like stay with them for multiple years and commit to like giving instructions. So that, but like, otherwise I'm like, I feel like he's like most popular guy at school who's like a frat bro. Like, I feel like where would he pick up any like bedroom swagger or style? I just like don't see that. And it's a lot of like, I don't know. Okay. So then that's how I'm starting to feel about him. And I'm also like the outfits, like when he's like walking, I don't know. I'm just like, why are you wearing like five different chains? You know what I mean? Like, it's like, you're not a rapper. You are from Ohio. You're a white football player. And that's something to be like, you know, be Tom Brady, be like a hot, like white guy. But like, why do you need to be wearing like custom, like outfits that like, I don't know, like LL Cool J would wear in like 2001 after like the peak of his career even. Anyway, so that, and then the Grammys happen, and you know, I was watching the Grammys with friend of the pod, Haley Karcher, and at one point she said, I can't tell if you love Taylor Swift or hate Taylor Swift. And it's confusing because I love Taylor Swift. I'm very excited about the new album, but the behavior is tough. And as a side... As a sidelined girl in high school, like, you know, someone who just, like, I was talking about this last night, someone who I just, the distinctions were made and I realized I am not one of those girls that will get a boyfriend or even a second look. I'm on the sidelines. Talk about I'm in the bleachers. Like, I didn't even have words said to me by a man. And if I did, it was like, what was the homework assignment? And I was like too scared to even respond, like literally. So that watching like Taylor Swift, and it's like, and I had the same feeling about Miley Cyrus where it's like, and I've talked about this with many friends. It's like, okay, it just felt like Miley and Taylor were at the VMAs. And in fact, they were at the Grammys where like Joni Mitchell, Stevie Wonder, like all these Tracy Chapman. It's like, so I'm sorry, but like Miley being like, don't pretend you don't know my song. And like Taylor being like, my lucky number is 13 and my album is coming. I was like, girls, you're not the center of the show tonight. Like, have some respect, sit down at your table, be like everybody else. You don't have to be like putting Grammys on people's heads and like doing weird stunts. Like, it's fine to get drunk at the VMAs and like dance in the audience with Ice Spice and make a scene. But like, there are respectable people here at the Grammys. And I'm just saying. So that made me upset. And then she won like every single award there. And I'm going to watch the thing. And let's just mention, not that it's important, my crush / romantic interest is a 49ers fan. And so that did come into it.
Here we go.
But I'm just saying.
Here we go.
I felt like I was watching the popular kids in school.
You're like, we're a 49ers family.
Yeah. So my kids are going to probably end up wearing red and gold. And I'm just, that's just something in the back of my mind. Not that it's the most important thing. But I'm just saying also that, like, it just felt like the popular kids are, like, winning again. And then, by the way, like, every video I've seen of Taylor and Travis, like, it just, I think the ick is also connected to the fact that I'm like, I think this is fake. Like, they don't have chemistry when they're like, dancing on the club floor and to Love Story. It's like awkward, and like she looks stiff, and I don't feel like, oh my god, this fucking chemistry is hot as hell. Like, I'm just like, this is a little weird, and they're just like grinding. Also, I'm like, Taylor, I don't know, I was really agreeing with this thing of like, oh, Taylor can't, you know, fly commercial, but she has to take a private jet because she's so famous. Well, she's out at the club in Vegas, so like any God knows who on their bachelorette party. So this is where I'm at today. And to me, it's not my love story right now.
Okay. This is so crazy coming from you, because you are one of Taylor's support. You are a Swiftie. I feel comfortable saying that. I know you're excited about the Torture Poets Department.
I'm excited about a song called I Can Fix Him. Yeah. Yeah. I'm going to be relating. That's going to be hitting some chords.
In parentheses, no, really, I can.
Yeah, that's really going to be hitting home with a certain couple of gals on this Zoom.
What did you think about the picture of her holding her wrist against her head and then the line, I love you, it's ruining my life? Because that, I really liked that.
That sort of relates to like the old me. And again, like, I have a crush now. Like, I don't, that. Who is that? Like, I'm like, wait, nothing. That whole thing, that whole past year before that wasn't me, because really now I'm her, which is, she's happy. And I don't really put my wrist in my head like that. Like, I just like zippity doodah down the street now. No.
I also, isn't one song called like, But Daddy, I Love Him?
Okay. Daddy, I Love Him is horrible. But the funniest one that Haley and I keep texting each other at random points in the day is Fresh Out the Slammer.
Oh, my God. Because
I was with her when the track list came out, and we're reading them, and it's like, my boy only breaks his favorite toys. And I'm like, oh, that's a punch to the gut, that one. It's like, my boy only breaks his favorite toys. I'm like, it's also like a line directly from Saltburn, which is curious. But anyway, and then Fresh Out the Slammer, like,
what about Florida?
Now that one has Florence and the Machine on it. So
curious.
That's interesting. Yeah. I want you.
I'm Elliot Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true, and I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things, and thank you for overcoming them.
Wow. Thank God for the limits.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. because, God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if no, 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 no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to talk about and go through all the things that are sometimes difficult to process alone. We're going to go over how to regulate your emotions, diving deep into holistic personal development, and just building your mindset to have a happier, healthier life. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune into what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
And basically have conversations that can help us get through this crazy thing we call life.
I already believe in myself. I already see myself. And so when people give me an opportunity, I'm just like, oh, great, you see me too.
We'll laugh together, we'll cry together, and find a way through all of our emotions. Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I do love the album title. I think I loved her announcement. I love, it's like a new style for her, I think. I'm all for it. And I do love, like, I'm so fucking in my head all the time. I could never release an album of all these songs that are so not subtle about a past relationship. And she just doesn't care. I mean, I guess I have a podcast about all my past relationships, but I would never write a song called So Long, London, about my British ex-boyfriend, husband, whatever he was, and release that. I'm like, that is brutal. You're basically saying, like, I don't give up. Like, that man, Joe Alwyn, will only be known as Taylor's ex for the rest of his life. I mean, he's not, like, a successful enough actor to... Am I wrong?
No, he's not. And there's just like a sort of poisoning too that I think happens in the brains of these women, because it's also like, yes, it's like the perspective goes away when no one is willing to tell you like you're wearing the most heinous outfit I've ever seen to the Grammys, and your hair doesn't even look like it's been blown out in the past month.
This is her most recent outfit?
The Grammys outfit. Which,
yeah,
by the way,
white dress with the black sleeves.
You have said that, like, sometimes the best thing a straight man can do is just, like, go along with, like, what, like, just go along with the woman he's with. And Travis Kelce was asked about that outfit and said he thought it was fire, which was clearly a lie. And I did think that was a green flag for him, that he was able to just be like, yeah, I loved that, when it was so bad. Like, it was just like breathtakingly bad. It was breathtakingly bad. And like, I think it's a clear, I just don't think anyone's saying like, I don't know, like, if you should do that about anything she does ever.
Right. That's true.
Anyway, the point is, there is a kind of like, yeah, fuck you, I'm going to release this whole album and your career's over, and like, I don't care. And I totally get that. I relate to that. And I have no idea what happened in their relationship. I guess we'll find out soon. But it's kind of like similar to the Ariana Grande thing of being like, yeah, and I broke up a family. And
yes, and I'm
riding SpongeBob.
Why do you care?
So what? It's like kind of like they get to the point where it's like, well, no one's really going to say like that's like clinically insane and doesn't make any sense. And
yeah.
Or to the point of saying, like, Miley, like, maybe don't make Mariah Carey stand next to you for the entirety of your speech so that you can tell a story about a kid who saw a butterfly. Like, you know what I mean? They lose touch.
The artists, they lose touch. I completely agree in terms of the Grammys. I mean, someone on Dumois described Taylor as just like talking so loudly as if she didn't care who heard her. And I was like, I really believe that she is that type of personality. And I don't mean that in a bad way necessarily. I mean that in she's the most famous person on earth. And I think she's fine with it. I think she is very comfortable with it. She's not one of those people who like she smiles at the paparazzi. She poses for the paparazzi. I would venture to guess that like a lot of it is really scary and like uncomfortable too. But for the most part, she seems to be someone who is super okay with it. Britney Spears was like the opposite. Maybe someone who liked to perform and liked concerts, didn't necessarily want like people following her around.
Yeah.
It also sounds like Taylor maybe has better security. I don't know, because like, I'm like, or just doesn't go places. But all that being said, I was charmed by them dancing together. If anything, I felt like this is someone who has never been with a guy besides, and I hate to say it, Tom Hiddleston, who will be like goofy with her or just like kiss her in public or just like relax and sing. When I was watching them like kind of grind, not really, I was like, that's not grinding the way I used to do it. I was thinking,
excuse me, that's not grinding. That's not grinding.
Ma'am?
Just so you know.
You've got to have your legs in between each other's legs and you got to be going back and forth like a seesaw.
Well, also let me say, like in the videos, I'm like, who are these random ass people just standing around? And a lot of them are men, and it's like, I get that it's like, I don't get it. I think it's like really sad, and it's like the crux of everything that's wrong in all of society is like to be at this moment at the Super Bowl after party in Las Vegas next to the two most famous people in the world who are grinding, and you're so full of shame and tortured masculinity that you can't even like do a little bop of the head. Like there's just these men standing completely still. Like just standing there stiff as a board looking around. And I'm like, what are you doing? Like go sit down or don't be like, I don't know. I'm just like, what?
So I want to go back to you saying Travis isn't good in bed, because I believe that he has the confidence of someone who is very good in bed. And when I say confidence, I don't necessarily mean like you could say Aaron Rodgers is confident. I do not believe Aaron Rodgers is confident.
He's not.
I think he's like a psycho MAGA idiot. But I think Travis was like, you know, someone asked him, oh, Aaron Rodgers called you like the Mr. Clean Man and was making fun of your Pfizer campaign. And Travis was like, oh, that's really funny. Like there was no part of him that was like aggressive or aggro about it. And he was like laughing with it. And I was like, oh, you are someone who is so confident.
That's fair.
You don't even need to engage. And
that's
like
fair.
His outfits and stuff, like they're so clownish. But at the same time, I'm like, oh my God, I think it's like hot that he's in like a purple sweatsuit at a party with like a Kangol hat on and is like cheesing, smiling with his sunglasses on. And I'm like, again, you look like a clown, but at the same time, like you do not care.
You do not care. That's fair.
I am very attracted to that kind of energy. And like, I think it's easier to be on the outside being like, you look like an idiot, than it is to be on the inside and be like, I'm going to wear this because I think it's like fun and I have fun in it.
You know what? It's actually not easy to be a hater. It's actually takes a lot of work and a lot of research.
It takes a lifetime.
It takes a lifetime of research and backing up your arguments. No, I mean, I never back up my arguments. I'm always like the one saying an opinion that people... I mean, I actually tried to back up my argument about Taylor, and someone was obviously being like, oh, so you think like she's like a great, this man, I will say, said, so you think she's like an incredible musician? And I said, yes, I think she's one of the greatest musicians of all time. And he said, well, I think songwriter, but not musician. And I said, well, I think she's an incredible musician too, and she writes all the music for all her songs. And he said, but she couldn't like, you know, like tear up a guitar or something. And I go, well, if she's no Lenny Kravitz. And then I did, based on everyone's reaction around me, I had to stop and think. I'm like, Does Lenny, like, I don't even know a Lenny, what's Lenny Kravitz's songs? Like, I don't know.
That is so funny.
But, so I can't really back up, okay, I can't necessarily back up arguments, but I'm very argumentative. Is that an attractive quality?
Yes, I love that. I love that. I did, I have been spreading some of your gospel, and when I say gospel, I mean conspiracy theories about Taylor Swift, and I have gotten some followers, which is that you said that you think Taylor has a drinking problem.
Oh, yeah,
and
big time.
I told my friends at work that, and in our work group chat last night, someone was like, hey, I think I'm starting to, like, agree with Carolina's theory. It's my theory when I presented it to them.
So the way you presented it was your idea. Got
it. My idea. Yeah. And they said, I think I'm starting to get, like, agree with Carolina's theory that Taylor has a drinking problem. And if you notice, obviously she had to chug a drink, you know, but there are a few shots of her where you're like, I can see that drink.
What do you mean?
Like, I can read that drink on your face.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I know. And I'm also like, it does ring alcoholic to go to the club when you are that famous and successful and you could literally be doing anything else. It's like, that is that feeling of like, well, I have to get drunk, and like, why would I do it alone? So I'm going to end up at the club. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like she's a good time girl, and I love a good time girl. And sometimes,
much like Heather from Salt Lake City,
sometimes that goes awry, much like waking up with a black eye and then lying about it and being confronted by a nation's people saying you're full of shit.
She was confronted by a nation's people.
She was confronted by a nation's people on a nation's stage. So
BravoCon.
BravoCon.
I know. No, what's so funny is that I was like excited for them to. I was like, oh, they are probably going to have the best sleep. Oh, my God. If I was Taylor and I was around that crowd all day. Again, this is where I'm like, you are not normal for being so OK with this. I would be like, Travis, go have fun. Meet me at the hotel and like we'll have sex and go to sleep. Like I would be so excited to go to sleep. Take all that makeup off. Get out my little hair braids and go to sleep. They were up to like 6 a.m. in the morning.
I know.
And first of all, they were at a club called XS in Vegas, which I've been to. Yes, Jermaine Dupri was DJing when I was there. Yes, I stayed up till 10 a.m. because it was that much fun. So I'm sure they had a grand old time. But I am still like, you guys are 34. Like, you're not 25.
I know.
You must be getting sleepy without any, like, little, you know, mommy's little helpers.
Well, and no one's saying there wasn't mommy's little helpers.
I would kill for a picture of Taylor Swift smoking a cigarette casually.
Oh, I thought we were talking about cocaine.
No, I know, but can you imagine? That's what I meant. And I didn't want to say cigarettes, so I called them mommy's little helpers.
I would love a picture of Taylor Swift with a shot of espresso. Can you imagine?
I want true romance.
I'm Elliot Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true. And I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things, and thank you for overcoming them.
Thank God for the limits.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what He says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to talk about and go through all the things that are sometimes difficult to process alone. We're going to go over how to regulate your emotions, diving deep into holistic personal development, and just building your mindset to have a happier, healthier life. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
And basically have conversations that can help us get through this crazy thing we call life.
I already believe in myself. I already see myself. And so when people give me an opportunity, I'm just like, oh, great, you see me too.
We'll laugh together, we'll cry together, and find a way through all of our emotions. Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
So, oh, but that was another thing pointed out in my Swiftie group chat. Someone said Travis was asked in an interview to name Taylor's cats and he couldn't.
Wow.
And that's tough because they are very famous cats. And
wait, do you know their names?
Yeah, Meredith, Olivia, and Benjamin.
Man, I wish you had been there. I wish someone had asked you that question.
But I'm like, it's a little weird that he doesn't know that. And it does feed into the, it's a setup theory. I mean, I think it's a contractual obligation. I also think that she is like into him and has like some sort of love addiction thing the same way Ariana does. But I definitely think it's like a contractual situation.
I believe it's he's the one for her. I really do. I think he is the first person that she has been with, again, except for Tom Hiddleston, who enjoys the spotlight as much as she does.
Mm.
And also has his own spotlight. Like, he has been someone. So he's not intimidated by it. And again, I am convinced that they have really good sex. He literally said to her on the field, come here, girl.
So
if I'm sorry,
every video I see of them, and I did refer to myself as a lemming because I am a lemming, and I click on every single clickbait thing that will be like, it'll literally be like the Osmond family found this in their kitchen. And I'm like, I don't even know who the Osmond family is. And I'm like, oh. I'm literally like brain, something clicks in brain and I'm like, and I'm like reading about the Osmond family or like watching a video. I'm like, oh, so, okay. So like they found that their grill had been recalled by Amazon.com and what I'm like, why am I here? But so every video I see where it's like, this is, you'll never believe what Travis Kelce called Taylor Swift on the field. And it's like, he said, hey, sweetie, come here. Like, not once have I seen something where I'm like, all right, wow, they're like deeply in love. They clearly are. Like, it's like him being like, hey, baby girl. He could say that to anyone. People say that on field.com every day and they don't mean it.
Well, I'm not on field and I'm not getting that kind of attention in my life. And I like to live vicariously through them. I think it also is to what you mentioned before. You are right now watching the popular kids. Like, you're watching them in the bleachers, her, Blake Lively, Kaylee, Miles Teller's wife. That's all I know about her.
And by the way, what you were just talking about, I meant to refer to this because you were saying, like, when you can tell someone's confident, every video I see of Miles Teller, he seems like the most insecure, strange, something weird is going on there. So let me just state that as fact.
I completely agree. Like, I think he's sketchy.
He can't dance. He's like wearing skinny jeans that are acid wash. Like,
I think he's going to cheat on his wife. And
1,000%.
I can't explain how I know these things. I've told people many, many times that I'm psychic and people do not believe me. So I'll just say that is what I think. I've been right before.
Do you think my crush is going to marry me?
Yes, I do.
What? You're just saying that.
I do. No, I do. I think this is the one.
What?
You can cut this out if you don't want it to be in here.
No, I don't. I don't give a flying rat's ass.
Okay, then let's definitely keep it in.
But I do give a flying rat's ass about the normalization of the Kaylee Teller family. And let me say this too. I don't like Brittany Mahomes. I don't like that.
Really?
She, well, because of her, Patrick Mahomes' brother assaulted a woman. It's on camera. There's like multiple witnesses, and it has been, she, there's just, I don't trust Brittany Mahomes. And she gives me the ick too with her like being like so. Brittany Mahomes strikes me as like been waiting for this attention her whole life. She's like a girl who in high school wasn't popular and then got to college and sort of was and is like basking the fuck out of it. Like that's her vibe and I don't like that. So that person, so this is what, riddle me this if you're psychic. Riddle me.
I've already
this.
Had, I swear I've already had thoughts about this relationship, but continue.
How is someone, said Taylor Swift, friends with Kaylee Teller, Vom, Brittany Mahomes, Vom, and then she's also friends with Phoebe Bridgers and Lana Del Rey? Like, I'm just like, what is this group? And then like Ice Spice, like, I'm just like, what?
I know, it doesn't make any sense.
Where's
I don't
the nucleus?
Understand. Where's the nucleus, Taylor? The Taylor is the nucleus.
I know, but I just don't get it. I'm just like, I'm not understanding how Kaylee is like hanging out with, how someone named Kaylee, period, is hanging out with Lana Del Rey.
Kaylee McEnany.
Although, remember when Lana Del Rey was like briefly married to or like dating that cop guy during COVID?
I'll never forget.
That was tough. He had like a TV show where he talked about like what it's like to be a policeman.
I was like, how do we get here?
You know? I know. But yet, like, I do know.
Yet, except I understand completely. And then for her album, didn't she put a billboard in his town?
Oh, that makes a lot of sense. But I also need to say that I can see myself, like, being like, okay, guys, okay. Yes, he's a policeman. I know. But just give me a second. And like trying to explain out of it.
The idea of either one of us dating a cop, that's when, I'm telling the listeners now, that's when you can say this is a rock bottom. Seek help.
This seek help and seek a firefighter.
Always. Except I'm worried about firefighter. I just swipe left on a firefighter on Hinge because I am an anxious person. I thought I don't need that kind of anxiety in my life, but I am looking for a confident Travis Kelce type. I like the beard. I actually think his brother Jason Kelce is very attractive too.
I think Jason Kelce is more attractive because I'm like, I get you. You're just like a schlub who like thinks it's fun to like dress in a zany outfit. Great.
And I love his wife, Kylie Kelce.
And I love that they have like a giant like Raymour and Flanigan sectional. Like I endorse. Now, let me say this. Let's both say our favorite commercial and our favorite moment of the best halftime show that I've seen in years.
Okay. I know my favorite moment, which was Lil Jon and tied with roller skates.
The roller skates was amazing. The roller skates, just like giving
and a, scary.
And scary, but just like a brief moment of like roller skates. And by the way, roller skates, that's what the message was. By the way, roller skates. That was gorgeous. And then like the fact that he had like a bedazzled like six pack on his shirt is amazing.
What about you?
Number one halftime moment was shirt off. But it's a close tie because I also... It's got to be shirt off for me, but I also loved when he talked to the camera and was like, so many people said they didn't think I would be here. Hi, mom. Like, we're here. I was like, okay, that I love. And it was just so powerful and great and gorgeous. And we don't have performers like we used to. That's what I really thought. I was like, can you imagine, like, no offense, but it's like an Olivia Rodrigo halftime show? No.
That's true.
And no. But I'm really happy that we're getting new Kacey Musgraves, new Beyonce, new Taylor Swift.
Oh, the Texas Hold'em song.
There's something else. I think there's new Maggie Rogers, maybe. So it's just going to be a great year for music.
And we'll recap more on said new music. But until then, I love you, Devin.
Love you, Carol. Love you, Cookie.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s,
she looked like a million bucks,
scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes.
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old rich man, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
From iHeart Podcasts.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
I'm Paul Pringle, an investigative reporter for the LA Times. Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.